11.2.
Okay, I've spoken about our consultant's findings and we're well aware of your concerns regarding how the changes will affect our staff. As you all know, it is likely there will be some job losses, but we'd like to assure you that we will keep these to an absolute minimum and try to reduce headcount through natural wastage. Decisions will definitely have been made by March as to how big the cutbacks will be. Many of you have asked about a rumoured pay freeze. We aren't counting this out, but this is something we'd like to avoid. Over the next few weeks, we'll be hosting departmental meetings to give more specific information. And we plan to keep you informed about any other changes so you can answer your staff's queries with well-informed answers. Starting from next month, we'll be putting regular updates on our intranet regarding potential changes, but more about that later. I'd like to pass the next point over to Imran, who has been working closely with the consultants on the subject of bottom-up management.
Thanks, Rachel. Yes, bottom-up management has proven to be very successful in a number of companies, and we've been working on a similar concept to implement here at FGR. Hopefully, the new model will be in place by the end of the month. Bottom-up management is quite a simple idea. Normally, when change takes place, this is decided and implemented by senior management. However, to make the changes work, we need the enthusiasm, motivation, and energy from everyone who will be affected by those changes. Let's digress for a moment and look at this in more detail. Our idea is to give everyone the opportunity to propose changes which will benefit themselves and the company. We're proposing a Friday afternoon ideas forum where employees can put forward their suggestions for change. Each department nominates someone to present the most popular ideas to senior management, along with a business plan or some sort of proof that benefits can be gained. The first forum will be on Friday the 24th at 3:30. I'll be visiting our suppliers in Bradford on that day, so Rachel will be here to lead the session. You may be wondering if this will work. Friday afternoons are free for most of our employees. We're convinced the opportunities outweigh the disadvantages of staying at work longer. We must see this as a step towards becoming a more effective company. It's crucial to get the employees on our side, and we need to emphasize that there will be money available for remuneration, which could be paid if we see real results after the changes are implemented. This last point is probably going to be difficult to administer at the beginning, but the consultants had an example of remuneration scales for us to consider. I'm sure some of you are skeptical of the consultants' proposals, but we're calling on you to be positive. Pass this information on and create enthusiasm. Sell the idea of empowerment to our staff and highlight the rewards this could bring us all. Later this year, we'll be reassessed to see how effective the changes are.